What's up, people? Doing a little early today because tomorrow I might go to my mom's house, chill out, be there all day, chill out, spend some time down that way, down east. This is going to be a quick podcast, but I'm going to get right to the point. And I know a lot of people will feel what I'm saying because it has happened to you. And today we're just talking about people that are wrongfully accused because somebody lied on them. The main thing is about somebody telling something wrong on you and something happened. Like in the stuff going on now, like with the females saying a guy did this, guy did that. So I'm going to talk about a few situations or whatever. But if they lied, they need to be punished too. You shouldn't get punished by yourself. And like I say, I mean, the laws are taking care of a lot of people that get lied on. And a lot of people that are getting lied on, the laws are not taking care of. So, you know, and the entertainers are really getting hit hard with this, dealing with this a lot. They're getting hit hard with it. And a lot of them, some of them, I can say they probably feel like because they have money, they're above the law. But a lot of them is some BS. Like, they can pay their way out. Like going on right now, like Deshaun Watson, for instance. You know, with all that stuff that was put on him, women saying whatever. Now, I don't know if somebody said that they lied, but obviously they lied. They went after a man with money. Now, his name is clear. Now, his name could have been clear because he had money to pay the lawyers. But all I'm saying is, if they find that a female was lying on Deshaun Watson about he sexually harassed them, those females need to pay. Another incident just passed with Drake, with the female had sex with him or something, and he put condom in the hot sauce. She tries to use his semen to get pregnant. Now, and after all this, she want to sue and do all this and that. That's wrong. She's wrong for that. Now, just for her trying to get pregnant from Drake, something needs to happen. Because she's upset because she got caught up in a bind. And like I say, the law needs to work the other way too. Now, I feel it's wrong if you're trying to come up, especially come up off line, throwing dirt on somebody's name. If you want a big payday, don't let it be from telling a lie on someone. Because two things I hate is a liar and a thief. I could deal with a lot of stuff, but a liar and a thief, I can't do those. Now, my place of employment, there was an incident with a female. She claimed me and three other guys sexually harassed her. Me and three younger guys. I wasn't even worried about it. Because I had never met this bitch in my life. And I usually don't use that word, but she's a bitch because she lied. Now, she almost got our jobs taken away. We had to write statements and answer a lot of questions. And at the end of the day, she said she lied. But from all what we had to go through, nothing happened. She didn't have to go through anything. And she still has her job. That's what I'm talking about. Situations like that. You know, they need to do something with these liars. Because if they don't, it's going to keep going on and on and on. Just think about it. How many guys and girls have done 20 plus years behind bars because of a liar? Just think about that. Your whole life is gone because of a liar. And then when the liar openly admits or get caught up in a lie, and they had to say that they lie or they told something that wasn't right, these people have to be punished, or they need to be punished, or it's going to get worse. Currently, I know people, if you haven't been paying attention, Chris Brown, female, said he did this and did that. But if you notice, Chris Brown has a lot of proof that he didn't do that, what she said, because she was calling him, begging him to get back with him. But all of a sudden, she's saying to the media, want to file reports about that he lied or did this or took this from her, which I don't understand. Now, like I said before, some of these women are not lying. But when you go through a hard case and find out that they are lying, you have to do something about it. Because with Chris Brown, because of his past or whatever, they would have thrown the book at him. That means give him the max. If you're going to give him 20 years, she need at least get 3 or 4 years behind bars to let people know that you can't go through life accusing somebody of doing something that they didn't do, because it's too many people getting locked up. Now, a few other celebrities, Cosby, well, Bill Cosby got out. He's free now. R. Kelly and Trey Songz, for instance, they still going through their situation. I don't know all the facts, but I do know if somebody lied on R. Kelly, no matter what R. Kelly done, messing with young girls is wrong. But if they come up with somebody was lying on R. Kelly, somebody need to take some of the time that you're throwing at R. Kelly. Because I believe now he might be guilty, but some of the stuff that he said is true. He didn't force everybody to do what they're saying that he did. And I believe that. But I don't believe he's 100% innocent. But the people, the females that lied on R. Kelly, they need some type of punishment handed down. Now, another case that we're dealing with right now, we're trying to figure out who lied or whatever, the Jussie Smollett case. He just got a little jail time. And a few months, he's going to be on probation. With this situation, and I might be wrong with this, I didn't believe him anyway. Anytime somebody claimed that they the black gay Tupac, that right there, like, it's to me, he's full of shit. When he said that, I paid a little attention to him. But he got me when he said he's the black gay Tupac. Like, come on, man. And when he continued to tie revolutionists being gay and black all together, which didn't work, it was just like he was just full of shit. This guy just got caught up in a lie, and he couldn't lie to the end because his accusers gave their story, and they came up with, like, when they dug deeper into the case, they found out that he was lying. Now, this situation, he got a punishment for lying. And I don't see nothing wrong with that. But more people had to take these punishments for lying. And he needs to get off this. He only doing time because he's black. Everybody been watching and paying attention to this case. I believe he lied. But you gotta thank the courts for handing down that punishment because he lied. Now, I know I've been speaking on females that lie involving sexual assaults. And it don't even have to be a sexual assault. The fact that someone will lie on you about anything, punishment need to be handed down. Like I say, it don't have to be sexual assault. It's just the fact that somebody will lie on you. Now, somebody can lie. Somebody can lie and say you busted a window out of a store. They come and lock you up. A year later, they said they told a lie. Same situation. If they lie, your punishment, they need to take whatever punishment that you got, they need to put it on the person that lied about it. It need to be handed down. Now, we're all familiar with the Emmett Till case. This broad said he whistled at her. Now, y'all know when he whistled at her, two or three men killed it. Emmett Till. Now, the chick that lied on Emmett Till is dead and gone now. She was about 80 years old. She admitted that she lied. Now, personally, I don't give a damn if she was 100 years old. She admitted that she lied. Now, this man was murdered and he was tortured because of a lie. Now, this lady, at the time she passed, she was living in Raleigh, North Carolina. They knew that she lied because she admitted that she lied about Emmett Till whistling at her. Now, this shit, 70 years later, she lied, but nothing happens. But situations like this, this is what I'm saying. This is what this podcast is about. If somebody lie on you, they need to be dealt with. I do not like a liar. I can't stand a liar. They need to be dealt with. Now, we're going to go back. I'm going to go back. Think about it. Bill Cosby had accusers from 60 years ago. But the fact that they said Cosby did this or Cosby did that, they listened to the accusers. Bill Cosby is in his 80s. He still went to jail. If it's right for Bill Cosby, it should be right for anybody. Anybody should be able to do that time. Like I say, they locked this man up. He's in his 80s. But the Emmett Till lady that said Emmett Till whistled at her, they didn't do anything to her. Now, it might be because she's a white woman. Bill Cosby's a black, rich man. That's why nothing happened. They wanted to take something from Bill. This white lady didn't have anything. Didn't have anything. So I guess they couldn't get anything out of the case. But at the end of the day, she told a lie. If you lie, you gotta pay. Something gotta happen. And the current president and the last president, they have told lies too. They should not be above the law. Something needs to happen. Something needs to happen. And just look, just know this. You lie when you're afraid. That's why people lie. There shouldn't be anything out here on this earth that scares you, that make you just lie. Now, speaking the truth, I'm gonna tell you like this. If you speak the truth, you ain't gonna have as many friends. The truth not gonna get you a lot of friends. You will have less friends because telling lies a lie is entertaining and it don't give a damn who tells it. So if you really need friends, you lie and you try to entertain. But if you speak truth, you ain't gonna have that big gang of friends. You're gonna have real people that are around you when you want to speak the truth. I speak the truth because I don't need a lot of people around me. Accept me for who I am because I speak the truth. I don't need a gang. If you rock with me, that's cool. If you don't, that's cool too. But you would never be around me saying that Gerald is just a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. You'll never hear anybody say that. Never. And that's all I have. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend, tell a friend. Check this podcast out. Like I said, all I need each week is 10 to 15 minutes of your time. And I'm good with that. And I appreciate y'all for listening. Thank you.